There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Rock and roll, right back at it today. Four more great matches. Soccer fans, lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers online book. Oh, the props, the menu, incredible. Log in every single match day. Get a free $10 bet when you place a wager of at least $25. Odds, lines, boost. Create the perfect match day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
Here we go. The one and only Nigel Seeley joins the program now. Longtime friend of this show, soccer betting expert. Nailed USA versus Iran yesterday. Great job with that one, pal, and also the Netherlands. So those two teams now meet. Let's get your early thoughts on that. The knockout stage now. Looking at the price point of that match and how you think the flow of that game is going to go between those two countries. Oh, we got a problem here. Okay.
It's unplugged. It's unplugged, buddy.
Hey, pal, if you can see us, then you got unplugged.
We were just talking to you. Oh, no.
That's better.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. How are you doing? First of all, yes, congratulations on the USA team getting through last night and England, obviously, as well, which was a perfect scenario for me. Read that game, as you say, pretty well. Doesn't happen like that always, but it's nice to happen when it does go like that. With the Netherlands and the USA game, the lines are out and the Netherlands are around just under the even money mark. Around about minus 110 with some books, minus 105 with other books. I think the Americans got a chance. I haven't been impressed with the Netherlands. They've got a couple of goal scorers in Gakpo, the striker up front, who's looking very good. And Memphis Depay has come back. But I don't think they're any great team. I don't think there's nothing that the Americans should fear. I think the Americans play with a real high tempo and a huge heart. And I think they'll give them a game. If they can convert the chances that the Americans create, which they do create a lot of chances, then they're going to be dangerous. No bad teams get to the last 16 of the World Cup. You know, these are the best 16 nations in the world, and America deserve to be at the party. So I wouldn't be rushing to bet Netherlands, that's for sure. I would definitely probably take the draw and USA on that, a handicap plus a half, because I think a lot of these games are going to be really, really tight. And the Netherlands over the years in European football and in world football have never really done it on the big stage. They've always been the bridesmaid, never the bride. And I think the USA would go no fear, no fear whatsoever. I definitely wouldn't be rushing to back the Netherlands at minus 110. And I think the Americans have got a chance.
Okay, very good. How about the four matches today? Let's start with Group D. And France has been phenomenal so far. They're taking on Tunisia, and they're big favorites here. They figure they've already advanced. Your thoughts on that match, and also Denmark and Australia, that still all the other three teams are alive here, much like Group D, which we'll get to coming up. How do you see this playing out?
Well, the France game is going to be an interesting one on team news. I mean, we can't really bet the French side at minus 250, minus 275 until we actually see the team that they decide to go with. The one thing I would say, I would expect Mbappe to start because he wants to be the golden boot goal scorer. And, you know, if you're looking for an angle, I think Mbappe to score the first goal at plus 330 or Mbappe to score at any time at around about even money would be a sensible wager because he would be 100% motivated if his teammates aren't because he wants to be the top goal scorer in the World Cup. And he is that man who's sort of the next one who's going to take over from Ronaldo. And Messi is the greatest player on the planet Earth. And I think Mbappe will be fired up for that game. So I expect Mbappe to start, expect the French to rest other players. But I think France, whoever they put out, will be too strong for Tunisia. And I expect France to win. And Mbappe to score the first goal would probably be my sensible angle on that. On the Australia-Denmark game, it's a very, very similar scenario to what we saw yesterday in the USA v Iran game, isn't it? Australia needs a draw. Denmark needs to win. I think that Australia will play 10 men behind the ball exactly the same as Iran did and try to frustrate, kick, annoy, lots of petulance, lots of time wasting. I think they'll just try to frustrate the clearly better Danish side and hope they can get them on the counter and get a nil-nil draw. Exactly the same sort of scenario as yesterday. I don't think Australia will be good enough to do that over the period of time, but I do think this will be tight. I quite like the unders here. I like under 2.5 goals here at minus 110. For Denmark, it doesn't really matter if they win 3-4. You know, they could 2-0, they progress. 1-0, they progress. So I think it'll be a dogged fight, this. But I think eventually the Danes' superiority will come through. I think there's a couple of angles here I like. I like the draw at halftime in this match. I like under 2.5 goals. I like Denmark to win 2-0. And they all sort of come together in a low Danish win. A 1-0, 2-0 Danish win. I think they'll have enough quality to beat the Australians. But we know what to expect from Australia. They're going to be dogged. They're going to be absolutely determined to frustrate and get that point that will get them through to the knockout stages. But I don't think they're going to be good enough.
Okay. Group C, fascinating here. Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, and Mexico. Let's start with Mexico and the Saudis. Mexico here, they haven't scored. So it comes down, this prop will be decided today. That prop will every team score. And Mexico still can advance, even though they've yet to put one past the keeper. 2.5 against the Saudis. They're laying $1.50. I love the whole scenario here, where if you get a 2-0 Mexico win and a 2-0 Argentina win, how crazy it would be between who advances there. And you're looking at cards between Poland and Mexico. Take it away, please.
Yeah, which isn't a distinct possibility. I mean, that could really happen. That's not impossible to happen. The thing is here, I think the Saudis have been sort of very underrated. I think they're a good team. I think they played really well in defeat against Poland 2-0. I know they had 73% possession in that game. From being in Qatar, I would probably say that the Saudis and the Mexicans are the two most supported teams in that country at the moment. There's more sombreros around than anything else you could see. And the Saudis are very, very, very well supported because it's only 100 miles from Qatar to the Saudi border. The Saudis have got a huge, huge following there. So this will be a really electric atmosphere here tonight. The bet I like here, it didn't come off for us yesterday, but I think this could be a fiery one. Fiery with the Mexicans, fiery with the Saudis. Saudis are very, very strong lads, the team, very think, big physical team. They put their elbows in and they've got 6 bookings just on their own in the game against Argentina. So I think they're going to be some real hefty challenges here with qualification. Mexico needs to score to avoid the embarrassment of being the only team in the competition who haven't scored. And that would be a big embarrassment for them. They know what to do to get to knockout stages, but I think Saudi play with some sort of reckless abandonment, you know, their freedom that they go out and attack. I think this could be a bit of a crazy match here. I like Saudi plus 1 goal. I don't think Mexico, you know, you can't bet a team minus 1 goal or who haven't scored a goal in this competition against the Saudi side who've beaten the tournament second favourites in the first game. Rightly so as well. And also, I think with the Saudis, I think they're for a prop here. I wouldn't put you off having a bet on a red card in this game. It's got that kind of look about it. It's the last game of the World Cup, and as I said, you know, you go to Qatar. These two sides are very, very well supported. So they're going to be. It's really going to be a very good atmosphere there. In the other game, the Poland-Argentina game, you know, it's a question of what Argentina are going to turn up. Is it going to be the Argentina from the first game or the Argentina from the second game? I still think that Argentina against Saudi, Argentina should put the game to bed before Saudi even had a look in. That game should have been 3-0. Messi scored very early. Now, Toro Martinez had a perfectly good goal disallowed. Then they just played so many offsides in great positions. They should have been 3-0 up. I don't think it was a bad performance from Argentina. I think it was just complacency. I don't think that will happen again. I expect Argentina to win this, but I do think this will be a good game. Lewandowski, Poland's big, big superstar, hadn't scored in a World Cup until the last game against Saudi, where he scored. You see the emotional scenes from that. With that now off his shoulders, the weight of expectation that he's finally got his first goal, I think they'll go toe-to-toe with Argentina, and I expect a really good game of football here. Another fiery one, but I would expect goals. I think both teams to score. I think this could be an overs, given the scenario that no team has to sit back. They've got both got to go out for the win. And the one thing I would say, just be a little bit cagey what's going on in the Saudi-Mexico game. It could determine what happens in this game, how they sort of play the last sort of 20 minutes or so. But I would expect goals. With talents like Messi, Martinez, and Lewandowski on the pitch, how can you not see goals? So, yes, I'm going to go for over 2.5, and both teams to score in the Poland-Argentina game.
Okay. Hey, you brought up the first goal scored market in the France game. So, and we have like 2 minutes left here. Generally speaking, Paulie and I kind of laugh at the numbers that are, like, Pulisic was plus 230 at some books yesterday. I know he scored, but these numbers are, they're not really that fair across the board, are they, if you want to bet a guy to score?
It depends who you want to bet. I mean, I wouldn't bet Pulisic. He's just a public play, isn't he?
Correct, yeah.
But when you look at the likes of Ronaldo and you look at the likes of Messi and you look at the likes of Mbappe, their record is just phenomenal. So, you know, Mbappe's scored 31 goals in 61 appearances for France. So he scores in every one other one of his games. So he scores one goal in two games. So you can get even money, which is probably about the right price that he scores the game. But when you look at the opposition he's playing today, it makes that likelihood probably even more so, isn't it? You know, he's Tunisia, then minus 275 to win. I wouldn't want to bet Mbappe to score at minus money or to score the first goal at plus 330 if they were playing England or Spain. But against a Tunisian side who, effectively, if they go 1 or 2-0 down, he could be out. And Mbappe would be looking at this game thinking, if I can get two goals in this game, or maybe even a hat-trick, I'm going to be the golden ball winner and a golden boot winner in the World Cup and potentially be the player of the tournament as well. This is his stage. This is his time. So Mbappe is very different to Pulisic. In a tight game like that, that Iran game yesterday was a crazy odds because the game was probably in for very low goal count. This game's in for a lot of high goal count. And when France score, it's usually from Mbappe. And you've got to remember just one very quickly thing. France don't have Benzema and he scores so many goals. So Mbappe is their sole figure now, like Ronaldo. So, I think Mbappe today offers some value.
There you go. Good answer. Thank you. Awesome appearance as always, my friend. Good luck today.
Take care. All the best.
Yeah.
Right.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Celia_Nigel. Yeah,
I'm sorry. That prop he was talking about, if there's a red card and a penalty in the Mexico match, it's 15-1. Get the red card to set up the penalty.
Sure.
Bam, there you go.
Up next, we're going to rank teams we don't want to see in the AFC playoffs. We can probably all agree on number one, but what about number two or three or four? It's very tough. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Deal still up. Cyber Monday extended. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Daily recap of the plays, every host, every guest, everything you want from Nigel, the betting splits, the deep dive daily betting reports, the Super Bowl betting guide, the upcoming bowl guide in college football. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the store. Great holiday gift, VSiN.com/subscribe.
We all thought that the AFC was going to be unbelievable this year, that conference alone in the NFL. And it is. It's very good, but it's not playing out how we thought it was going to play out. For example, I mean, the Broncos have been so bad, they actually pulled a Patrick Mahomes game in primetime off. They're flexing out of that game. That's how bad the Broncos have been. That's all you need to know.
Well said. Yep.
That, the Raiders, I mean, what coulda, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda for the Raiders. They're 4-7. It could be the exact opposite.
They blew 3 17-point leads. Just won a couple of those.
Yep, yep. You know? So we thought every team in that division was going to be the nuts. Not playing out exactly like that. But anyway, when you look at the order right now of the teams that are in the playoffs, boy, is it tough. And we thought that we would rank the teams that we don't want to face in the AFC this year. I'll go first in reverse order. This might sound silly to some, but the team that I would like to see the most would actually be Tennessee. And I love Vrabel. I think he's a great coach. I love their defense. I think it's very underrated. But I would actually rather see them than the Jets, because what you see is what you get with Tannehill.
Yep.
And the Jets still are kind of this unknown squad that could have some question marks, but the question marks can actually be really, really good.
Oh, they all have issues, most of these teams. As I said last week, the only team I trust in the AFC is Kansas City, and with the Bills, with their history, and they find a way to lose, much like the Vikings. But to your point about Tannehill, bring on Tennessee in January. Last year, they lost at home, one seed, 19-16. He had 3 interceptions. Yeah. He's the reason they got beat. He lost at home the previous year to Baltimore, 20-13, 160 yards and an interception. They beat New England, 20-13, a couple years ago. He had 70 yards passing in that game. Yeah. Also beat Baltimore the same year, the week after, they won 28-12. He had 88 yards passing. It's, you can't count on this guy.
No,
just give the ball to Henry, and we'll find a way to win.
You have to rely on that defense shutting down teams like the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Bengals on offense, and then Henry to have a good game against all. That's just, it's tough to ask.
Yeah. He only had 200 yards in the AFC title game when they lost by 11 to Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just some horrible performance. That's 4 bad playoff games in a row for Tannehill.
Yep. In reverse order, okay, if that's my number one team, I'll go number two, the Ravens. Now, I actually really want to like this team, and I think, I do have the right to change my opinion on this coming up, but I do expect this team to be a little bit better, but the blown leads have to be a little bit of a concern at this point.
Has to be.
And Lamar Jackson, I thought Lamar Jackson played really well against Jacksonville. That pass that he had across the field for like 60 yards on a dime was incredible. But they blew yet another big, the injuries, they're too inconsistent. So I would have the Jets as a team that I don't want to face because the Jets defense shows up every single week, and that's a unit that I really don't want to play right now.
Well, Lamar has playoff issues, no doubt about it, but to your point, you got to slow down Lawrence here and get a stop. I mean, it's 19-10 with 5 minutes. It's 27-20 on the final drive. I just need one stop. I score that many points on the road, I have to win. You know, how about this tweet? Look at this now. Look at this. The Ravens lost all these games. 35-14 with 12 minutes left against Miami. Lost. 20-3 at home against Buffalo. Lost. 20-10 against the Giants with 6 minutes left. Lost. Then it was what, 20-13 and they had the ball late?
Yeah.
And it was third and short, and there was a penalty, and then Jackson threw a pick, and then 19-10 with 5 minutes left Sunday, lost that game too. It's ridiculous. It's the ultimate what could have been for Baltimore. They're looking at the one seed if they hold down the fort and win those games.
Yeah, reverse order again. Teams I don't want to see. I'm going to go the Jets number three overall. Very good story. Salah figured this out. Everybody was laughing at him when he said, I'm keeping receipts. Well, they flipped it around. Seven and four. Again, the defense has been, imagine if, you can say this about every team, but if the Jets didn't have injuries and they still had Breece Hall at running back, which, you know, running backs are, some of them might be worth a point to the line overall.
What if they had a quarterback?
And what if they had a quarterback?
Maybe they have a serviceable one now.
And that, so I would not have the Jets where I have them right now if Zach Wilson was the quarterback.
Right.
Because you would have to power rate him much lower than Ryan Tannehill. Mike White might be worse than Ryan Tannehill. But again, it's a little bit of the unknown. And I'll take that unknown with him, a wild card in the playoffs, where maybe he is going to be effective. Again, if you just watch the game, the numbers speak for themselves. If you watch the game on Sunday against the Bears, and I know it was the Bears' defense and they got some easy teams coming up, but Zach Wilson doesn't look like that. He never has. Mike White has twice in his career now. Bengals last year,
right,
and the Bears on Sunday.
Right, in those conditions.
Number four, and this is where it gets really, really tough for me, and I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Four?
Number four.
Ooh.
Yep. Talking about teams. I'm going reverse order here, clearly. It's tough. I mean, because you got the Dolphins, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. So how do you rank them?
I have the Bengals four.
I'm splitting hairs here.
Okay.
I like the Bengals more than you do.
Yep.
But Tua's been an amazing story. The weapons that they have on offense are second to none. I still have some question marks about the defense. Although McDaniel, to your point earlier, about plus 550 to win Coach of the Year, might be really live right now. I can't get there and put them ahead of Buffalo or Cincinnati yet.
Offense is scary. Haven't lost when he's been in there, Tua. And the fact that Hill's going to keep every defensive coordinator up at night. It just, when in doubt, I can just chuck it deep.
Yep.
Right? Like they did against Baltimore. Third and 20. There you go. The bleep it play, as McDaniel called it.
Yeah,
touchdown.
I also do have a little bit of a concern that if they don't win the division, for this team to go on the road and play in some potential,
that's fair.
You know, really, weather right. games, right?
All fair points. The defense and also what happens if they're in bad condition.
Yep. I flip-flop on this, and I know a lot of people will disagree. I actually have the Bills number three. Still some concerns about Josh Allen, who, by the way, in a month from now, might be looking a lot better. I'm also a little skeptical of the defense at this point. They got some guys back recently, and it's been shaky. So they're very good. Their power rating is to the moon as it should be, but I personally don't want to face the Bengals more than I don't want to face the Bills, if that makes any sense. Because the Bengals, I know it was maybe a fluke last year, but I can't tell you how much I love Joe Burrow. The defense, I think, is also underrated. And the weapons, he's doing this now, and they're winning games. No Jamar Chase, who is one of the best in the entire league. No Mixon last week, so they have depth at running back. The offensive line was a major concern at the beginning of the season. It lasted for like three games. I think they figured that out. But that is a team that, by the way, they can play in the cold. They went on the road last year. They made that huge comeback in the game against the Chiefs. So I have the Bills a little bit below the Bengals. And number one clearly has got to be the Chiefs.
Wow. Yeah. Big game Sunday with the Chiefs taking on the Bengals. And the Bengals have had some weird performances. Couldn't slow down Pickett. Gave up 30 points. Yes, they got the win. Routed on the Monday night game at Cleveland, and only scored 17 and lost to Baltimore earlier in the season. So hard to get a read on Cincinnati, what you're going to get from week to week. No argument there. It's got to be the Chiefs number one. The Mahomes factor, huge favorite, good size favorite to win the MVP. And I'm with you there.
I like the fact that he's actually, you take away Tyreek Hill, and that was like, you know, one of the biggest question marks before the season started. Hey, wait, Hill's going to be gone from the KC offense. Yeah. Davante Adams is going to be gone from the Green Bay offense. How is it going to affect these teams? Well, Green Bay has been a train wreck. Meanwhile, Mahomes is playing some of the best football of his entire life.
Well, 9-8 gets you in.
I lean no on that.
Yeah? Because remember, the Jets don't, they have the they lose the tiebreaker to both Baltimore and Cincinnati with the head-to-head. Patriots, plus 175 to make the playoffs. I can't see it. Chargers have a doable schedule. I mean, they should get to 10 wins, but it's, you know, big game Sunday against the Raiders. But the Chargers should find a way to get to 10.
Well, every game for the Chargers seems like it's a coin flip game.
Yeah, right, right.
Either against the spread or who's going to win it outright.
Yeah, and again, what we said earlier, why the game tomorrow is so big. Bills win, Chiefs lose, good game against Cincinnati, and Miami, dogs at San Francisco. Suddenly the Bills are back in the one seed.
What's the what kind of a hit do the Bills take if they lose the game tomorrow night? You want to just throw away the possibility of a one seed?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably going to go down the toilet at that point.
Yeah.
I want to see what Josh Allen looks like again.
Because Kansas City's schedule is so easy the rest of the way.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if they can beat Cincinnati, that's why. I mean, the $2 price at DraftKings is too low. I mean, you can pretty much lock it up if they can beat Cincinnati. I don't see losses the rest of the way for the Chiefs.
How many teams do you fully trust in the AFC?
Just the Chiefs.
That's it?
Absolutely. Yep, just the Chiefs. The Bills' history, big. Find ways to lose. Come on. You have all that talent. Get it done.
I trust the Bengals.
Wow.
I wish they had a better head coach.
Yeah, but I know they it was a great story, but again, Tannehill gave them the game.
No, that's true. It is true. Do the Chiefs make the Super Bowl?
I hope not. I've had enough of this organization.
You don't like watching Mahomes play?
I get fatigued. The whole thing.
That's impossible.
The brother and
that's hasn't been even a story this year.
Do it. I'd love to see Buffalo. I'd love to see Miami.
All right, we'll get to early 14-point spreads in the NFL coming up next. I know they're playing back-to-back games, but a pick'em? Really? A pick'em?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to VSiN.com. What's new? Michael Lombardi, why Brady and the Bucks are struggling. It won't come to life. Steve Mackinnon. Best NFL future bets, and Nigel's top play on Mexico and Saudi Arabia coming up at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. Oh, the scenarios of Group C today will make your head spin. We'll get to those coming up. Get up there, VSiN.com.
Here we go. Week 14, point spreads are out in the National Football League. We like to do this every single week, and then we jot them down and talk about it the following week as well and how they have moved. The Thursday night game on Amazon. Oh, Al Michaels, buddy, I'm so sorry.
Hey, Mike, he'll get points in this one.
Rams?
I think he'll get points.
Raiders at the Rams.
Yeah.
Raiders are 5 on the road.
Now, what's going on with Jacobs? This is a big injury. At least he will, could be.
According to Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, it is likely that he is going to play.
Okay. Now favored to lead the league in rushing yards.
Oh, he's up by, what, 100-plus yards?
Oh, that flipped. Right. Yeah. What a race that is with Chubb. Barkley's falling back. Great race.
Okay, you're going to notice this as we go down the list here of games. The survivor plays for next week are going to be difficult because a lot of these teams have been used already. Are the Raiders a consideration in your opinion?
Could be. Well, depending on what you have left.
Now, you might have to.
The Matrix wasn't out yet, but I was looking at it. I think only 7 people have Kansas City left. They'd be an option, even though it's on the road against god-awful Denver. I think 18 have Miami, which is big because you have the Christmas scenario. And Raiders would be a consideration. I was thinking maybe Tennessee, but that's a tough game. They're only 3.5 against Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
But if you've used Dallas, you might have to go Seattle, which we'll get to that coming up. But this is a tough week for Survivor if you don't have Dallas because they're laying 14 against Houston.
Yeah. That would be the play. You're gonna do both there. You're betting on one of the best teams in football, and you're fading the Texans yet again.
Uh-huh.
But again, it's going to be a minute amount of people who actually have the Cowboys left. So laying a huge number, 14. Every week, the Texans are catching 12, 13, 14, 15 points. The Jets are at the Bills. The Bills are 9.5. Is that a touch high? That's a big number.
Yeah, considering Wilson beat them. It comes down to Allen. If Allen doesn't turn the ball over, good luck stopping him. You know, you can't. But I also have to give him the benefit of the doubt for what they've had to do with navigating the schedule. I mean, he didn't practice. He had the blizzard. He had the back-to-back road games with what happened in Detroit.
Yeah.
So
I just think the Jets' power rating is higher than what the market says. If you can't tell, I'm a believer in Salah and in the group.
Yeah.
I think they're a good team.
Well, who knows, though? Is it going to be... Maybe Mike White struggles, and it comes from above him, and they go back to Wilson, which would rip apart the locker room.
Or, you know, if White struggles this week, Bills look really good tomorrow night, the number goes beyond 10.
Yeah.
Ravens are 4.5 at the Steelers.
The offense is humming. They've done a good job now fixing this offense in Pittsburgh. They're no joke now.
I got to tell you, I like the Steelers.
Okay.
Like the points they're at home with the dog.
Good game.
That's a lot of points for the Ravens to be laying on the road. I'm sorry, it just is. Eagles are 6 at the Giants.
I don't want the Giants.
No, the Eagles will be popular in, moneyline parlays for sure.
Now, you might say, wait a second, very concerned about the rush defense the last couple of weeks. Well, Barkley and the Giants couldn't take advantage of Detroit. So they are clearly broken right now, and plus all the injuries that they're dealing with on the defense.
But that was a bad sign. Yeah.
That was.
Yep. Vikings are laying 3. It was even money. At the Lions.
Oh, that's an over.
Oh, that's a shootout.
That is a shootout.
The first time they played, I believe it was, 28-24? Dome, good weather, Lions Vikings defense. Oh,
Lions blew a big lead late.
Yeah. Yep. Jags at the Titans. Mm. Titans are laying 4.
Yeah, well, that'll wrap up the division. I know it's a 3-game lead, but they haven't played yet. So, they win this game, that'll do it. They'll wrap up the South. I think that's a little too much respect for Jacksonville.
I was going to say, the market's pretty high on Jacksonville.
I know.
Based on that number.
I mean, they lost to the Texans. I don't know what Lawrence I'm going to get week in, week out. He was terrible in that game.
Yeah. No, here's my question, Paul, is that he did it once, and it was last week, where he looked, like, incredible.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen that? That was the best game he's ever played as a pro.
Didn't play well against Kansas City. Right.
And maybe that was the beginning of good things to come, but who knows? Browns are at the Bengals. This is a revenge game for Cincinnati. This is the one that you keep talking about. They were blown out on Monday night against Cleveland on the road.
Now, that's way too much respect for the Browns.
Way too much.
Yes.
What are we doing here,
Watson,
folks?
Watson coming in, right? You don't know what you're going to get out of this guy.
No. You know what? I'm actually hoping that Watson looks amazing this week. And so that number actually goes down, and the Bengals get beat by the Chiefs. I can't imagine that number would go below 3, but...
You see the accusers are going to have a suite at the games, aren't they?
Yeah, and at least 10 of them are going to be there.
I mean, this is... The attorney lined it up, the Busby character.
They loaded him up with batteries to throw on the field, too, from what I understand. Oh. I'm kidding. But that's going to be... what's that crowd going to be like? Because did the fans...
Hostile.
Very
hostile.
Do the fans care?
Yes.
Are they still... Like,
he said, I want it out.
I know, but are the fans still revved up? It's been 2 years. It's not like it happened 2 weeks ago.
Doesn't matter. The fans will be hostile. We're saying he wants out.
So this is the game that I teased before the break. It's a pick'em. It was a pick'em. Now the Dolphins, shop around. They're still a pick'em, -1. Good. Dolphins on the road at the Chargers.
Yeah, yeah. Great Sunday night game. That's too much respect for the Chargers.
It's exactly what I'm thinking.
Too much. You're right. Every game, coin flip. I mean, Arizona blew that game yet again. I mean, the Chargers shouldn't have won that game.
Well, guess what? Sky is blue, water's wet.
Yep. I got to trust them. The Chargers aren't going to stop them.
They have no stops coming for the Miami offense.
So many injuries, and it's just a bad defense.
The part that, now this is back-to-back. It's actually, think about this. The 3 in a row the Dolphins get on the road.
Oh.
This week against the Niners at the Chargers. Oh, then go play Buffalo.
I know. Just survive it somehow.
Yeah, but I like them as a pick-em price, -1 against the Chargers. Yeah. Buccaneers at the Niners. San Fran, 6.5.
Yeah, so you said earlier in the week, Ryan's leaving the game Sunday. Probably. Brady, I don't think Brady makes it through this one. Oh, they're going to feast on Brady.
With the Wirfs
is out now, too. They can't protect him to begin with. I know he's quick getting rid of the ball, but oh, boy, this is going to be...
And again, if you watch the 49ers game against the Saints, yes, they were very fortunate to allow 0 points. Because the Saints had back-to-back drives deep inside San Francisco territory. One of them was at the 4-yard line. You can tell now the Niners players know that they have the streak going, and they're making it. It's a sense of pride for them.
Sure it is.
They don't want to allow. And did you see D'Amico Ryans on the sideline? He was going nuts. He was having so much fun with that when they allowed. By the way, jot it down.
He'll be a coach.
That's next year.
That's right.
He's coaching somewhere next year for sure.
Right. Here's two survivor options. Seattle's got to have this one. Laying 7 at home against Carolina. I mean, they want to make the playoffs. They got to beat the Rams and win this game. And Chiefs 7 against Denver. I mean, if you have them. I mean, I know you're still with the road team, but you're running out of options here that we're this late in the season. Right? I mean, 7, that's not high enough.
I don't think it's high enough.
7 against Denver, they're not going to score.
No,
they can't
score. No, and this will be a spot where I'm actually, if it was on primetime, I would trust Mahomes to bring out the A game again like he does in primetime spots against some of these good defenses. I can think of the Buccaneers. I can think of the 49ers so far this year. The track record of this guy. I would really love him. I still do. I mean, look at who blows up the money line parlay next week. Eagles at the Giants, Niners at home to the Buccaneers, Seahawks to the Panthers, Chiefs to the Broncos, or Raiders to the Rams.
I might go Philly, though, with all those options.
You can see him losing?
That's why I could, maybe Barkley goes off. I don't know, but that's yeah.
It's easier said than done. I understand that.
Seattle's adjusted win total is 9.5. Boy, you get the Rams twice, and you got to win these games. And if you win those three, you figure to make the playoffs, because remember, you already beat the Giants. And I wouldn't count them out. That's definitely a winnable game at home. They can win that game at home against San Francisco Thursday night. Monday night game, bit of a dud. But Patriots, I know you have New England fatigue. That's fine. I love Belichick. But Patriots again on prime time, lane 2 at Arizona.
No, I'm okay with New England. I have Brady fatigue is what I have.
Okay.
I've been over Brady for years now. New England's fine. People are kicking around the idea of flexing out of Monday night games. I don't think the league can ever do that. It's going to make it too difficult on fans who are traveling to the game. They already purchased tickets, the travel, the hotel accommodations. I don't think you can do that to fans. I think it's too difficult. But the Sunday night, good move. There's no way you can keep the Broncos on prime time. You can't do it. So, but I like a lot of next week's card. So that means 1-4 in the contest, probably.
Seattle, $3 to make the playoffs. Schedule. Got to play the schedule game. Now remember, Washington plays the Giants now twice in 3 weeks coming up.
Do you see the Commanders make the playoffs?
Yeah, $1.60. I do. Can you believe that? The guy's on an 11-0-1 ATS run, Heinicke? Boy, how under the radar is that?
I like Applebaum's analogy. That's Teddy Two Gloves is what that is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hype. Just, manage the game. Rely on the defense and the running game and get the win.
All right, get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get a 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, attentive customer service, and reliable websites. The website is reliable. Details at vsin.com/horses, and you can sign up now. Up next, as Paulie said a little earlier, some crazy scenarios in Group C that could make your head spin. Trends in the World Cup. Updated odds on today's matches all coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to Bet Rivers, more soccer today. All the lines, odds, boosts, great props, great house specials, football, hockey, basketball, World Cup. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game. It's part of the new TV agreement, along with Amazon getting all those games. They are going to allow, in the future, Monday night flexing.
Otra vez Taylor. Para Weston McKee. Se mete Serginho. Vino para Serginho. Des. El toque en medio. Posición. Gol.
Thanks to Telemundo for the goal yesterday. We'll get to that coming up in 1 second. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, the flexing.
The flexing out of Monday night. Okay. I've been there before. I've missed a flight before, too. It's an absolute nightmare. That's why I'm going to die of a heart attack at an airport in my life. I will. That's going to happen. Got it. If you can bet on that somewhere, that will take place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the goal. Pulisic yesterday.
There's
USA.
A lot of changes they've made. Hard to keep track of stuff. The Week 18 Saturday doubleheader. There's a triple header week 15 Saturday.
Yep.
They just haven't announced it yet.
I know.
They have five games to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, more the merrier. So that was the goal. USA wins. It was cagey. I thought they were calling the penalty not once but twice. Imagine if they bow out because of a penalty in like the 89th minute.
Oh, if they would have called the handball penalty, things would have gotten broken yesterday across the country.
Yep.
People would have been pulling down TVs. They would have been out, and they would have been right, just if not, you know, destroying stuff, but pissed off for a right reason. There's no chance that was a handball.
No. Or I thought the guy sliding and then acting once he felt the hand on his shoulder. I thought we played well. I've been pleasantly surprised.
They're good.
Back-to-back shutouts. We've only conceded one goal, and it was that ridiculous penalty. So, Nigel's right. Got a shot against Netherlands Saturday. What a way to start the day.
He thinks they're absolutely live.
Right, and what a way to start the day today. Will we close with Group C? Poland, 4 points, plus two goal differential. Argentina, 3 points, plus one. The Saudis, 3 points, minus one. Mexico, again, this comes down to the prop. They're the only team that hasn't scored. They have 1 point, minus two goal differential. This is where we can get nuts. Poland will win the group with a win over Argentina. They advance with a tie. Can advance with a loss to Argentina if Mexico beats the Saudis and has a better goal differential than Mexico. That's why that whole Mexico to win 2-0, Poland loses 2-0, and then it's like, what do? We go to cards. It's kooky. Argentina advance with a win or tie. Win the group with a win over Poland and a Mexico win over Saudi Arabia. Can win the group with a win and a Saudi Arabia win if the Saudis have a worse goal differential. Can advance with a tie if Mexico beats Saudi Arabia by two or fewer goals.
Now think about that for a second.
Yes.
If that comes into play.
Oh, wow.
Which is...
And these are going on at the same time again, which you have to love.
In theory, like, that could happen.
Yes. And I'm with Nigel. Take the goal with the Saudis, who haven't been bad.
He called them a pretty good club. They've been absolutely feisty.
Right. Now, Ochoa is a wall. Great keeper for Mexico. Yeah. But again, they can't score. Saudi Arabia will advance with a win. Can win the group with a win and a tie between Poland and Argentina. Could advance with a tie if Poland beats Argentina. Mexico will advance with a win and a Poland win. They advance with a win and a tie between Argentina and Poland with a better goal differential than Argentina. Can advance with a win and an Argentina win with a better goal differential than Poland.
Okay, so
that's
then,
again, that your 2-0 scenario. That's crazy.
Right. How do you anticipate that match going then, based on what you just said about the Saudis and also the Mexico squad? Okay, because Mexico can't score.
Yeah.
They haven't so far.
Yeah.
The halftime score has been 0-0 in 5 of the last 6 World Cup matches as a favorite. That's plus 195 today. Do we see more of that? Do we see it being cagey, nervy, tight? Or because based on the scenarios here that you just laid out and the team's needing to win, is it going to be a little bit more aggressive?
How aware are they of the what's going on in the other match? I mean, you have to get constant updates, right? Shouldn't be a problem. I mean, if it's 2-0 Argentina early, or if it's 2-0 Argentina second half, I mean, you have to be getting these reports and telling Mexico and their bench what's going on.
To me, it's a no-brainer. You have to have somebody from the club monitoring everything that's going on. There's got to be constant communication.
I know. But then again, remember Matt Nagy?
Oh, of course.
It was week 17 where the Bears couldn't improve their position if the Rams... Well, the Rams were up like 35 points in the second quarter. And he's like, well, we'll look at it at halftime and we'll say... How does no one just tell you?
Right.
How do you not know the Rams 49ers score?
That has happened. Actually, that's not the only example going back where you've heard coaches say, I don't want to look at the scoreboard. I don't want to know. How do you not want to know?
With gold differential, you have to, right?
And this is bigger than the NFL playoffs, too. This is the World Cup we're talking about.
Right.
It's the biggest event in the world, so clearly.
I don't know. Those are tough questions. I don't know. But it comes down to, does Mexico open it up based on what happens if Poland gets pounded? You know, and we need Argentina here, too. I mean, we tailed Nigel on this. Messi, most goals.
Yeah.
Martinez? He doesn't have a goal yet, does he?
No, he does not.
Argentina to win it, so... First things first, we got to take care of business in advance.
The both teams to score market has failed to hit in each of Mexico's last 4 World Cup matches. That's even money.
Yeah, makes sense. 0-0's 11-1. 1-0 Saudis 12-1. 1-0 Mexico plus 650. 1-1 pays 6-1. Mexico team total over 2.5 is plus 280. Mexico shutout plus 430.
Well, Paul, when you look at the current market right now and you see the total at 2.5, and it's lined at minus 20 cents to the over. Most of these matches are going to be, the favorite's going to be the under. But this is kind of telling you here, again, it might have to be a little bit open, more open today than in previous matches because they have to have, both teams have to have it.
Yeah, but easier said than done, especially when Mexico can't score. Nigel's red card tip, again, 15-1. You get a red card and a penalty. Still waiting on an own goal, 8-1. Own goal and penalty, 33-1.
How many red cards?
We've had one.
Is it only one?
Yeah. Wales.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that we've had.
Yep. So, I Messi, first goal scorer, last 3 group stage matches for Argentina. That seems like that'll happen again. I mean, the penalty, I mean, you just, when you get these superstars, you know, with the Kane, with the Messi, with the
Mbappe.
Ronaldo, I mean, you know it's coming. I mean, just 2 ridiculous calls in the Portugal matches so far. So, that's the thing where you have to worry about. I like Messi to score, and then Messi could certainly get a penalty as well. I don't think Poland scores today. I can't see it. I don't think Argentina will concede.
Oh, man, I don't have a ton of faith in the Argentina. No,
I think Saudi Arabia was a total fluke. I have to go with Nigel on that one.
Well, because I think, why do you say that, though? Because Saudi was really, really good that match, but also, I mean.
Well, should have put him away. It should have been 3-0.
Yeah.
You know, he's right. These are great props. Come from behind and win. Poland shock the world 1-0. 1-0. It's 10-1 if that happens.
So I thought his breakdown of Mbappe scoring a goal today in the match.
Yeah.
If you missed Nigel about 45 minutes ago, you can go back on your own time and listen. Find the Follow the Money podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. He had a great breakdown on why he thinks it makes sense for Mbappe to score a goal today. I'm seeing that's plus 110. And we asked him about the goal. The anytime goal score market anyway, generally how, like Pulisic yesterday at some books was plus 230. He broke down eloquently. He's like, you don't want Pulisic, even though he scored, but in a spot like this against an inferior foe, and when Mbappe, it's like out there that he wants the golden boot and they want him to win the golden boot, then it makes sense when they're just such a huge favorite that he's going to get one across at some point.
Yeah.
And they can score in droves. So I have not added plus. I have so far Argentina, 6-1. And I have Serbia, and I have the Netherlands as my 3 future bets. France has been the best side so far.
Yeah, I got to look at them. You're right. You said it earlier because I think they could match up with England too in the quarters.
Yep.
If the bracket breaks that way, France already clinched. They've already advanced. They can win the group with a tie or a win. Australia will advance with a win. They advance with a tie if France beats or ties Tunisia. Denmark needs a win, and if France win or tie with Tunisia, Tunisia will advance with a win and a tie between Denmark and Australia. So everyone in it, France 6 points plus 4 goal differential, Australia 3 points, Denmark 1, Tunisia 1. Denmark's got a win. I agree with Nigel. I hope he's right. But I would love to see Denmark win 1-0. And that figures, I don't think Australia's going to score.
Time now for the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers only at the website, which is vsin.com. In the NFL, back teams, players, and coaches that the market has trouble gauging, like Heinicke, who was 5-0-1 ATS this year, 11-1 ATS.
Come on.
Last 12.
Give the kids some credit. That's the other one. I mean, that's not even a decision for Rivera. I mean, he's your guy. You're winning games.
Oh,
you got to stay with him.
The only way that you address the quarterback situation in Washington is if you do something in the offseason. I mean, he clearly is going to be the guy right for the rest of the year. Yeah. And do they add somebody else or do they draft somebody? That's right. It.
Well, if he takes you to the playoffs again? Remember, the guy, they made the playoffs a couple years ago. He's right there with late last possession down 8 against Brady.
That defense,
they just
really
won the Super
too.
Bowl, Tampa. I mean,
yeah.
These kids, no joke.
That's a pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means you're going to get at least 20 every single day, and they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, and you can sort them there by sport and by show. Up next, the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, Mike Palm, is going to join us in studio. How did the right on USA Soccer compare to one of the bigger college or NFL games from the weekend? We'll ask him that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.